Miami, July 5th and July 31st. Ice Cube's Big 3 is back at the Amerant Bank Arena. Featuring big stars like Dwight Howard, Joe Johnson, Lance Stephenson, and more. And featuring your home team, the Miami 305, led by Michael Beasley. Grab your tickets now at big3.com/tickets or Ticketmaster. Presented by iHeart.
Summer camp day number one in the books at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. That is Berm. I am Austin, and it is well past due for us to fire off some snap judgments.
Yeah.
So camp season, recruiting season underway for the Buckeyes, and plenty of the current members out there helping assist and looking pretty phenomenal. We'll get into both of those things on a special version of Snap Judgments here at the Woody on 10TV, 10TV Plus, 97.1 The Fan, YouTube, and all the audio platforms that you could possibly desire. Snap Judgments are back.
Yes, hello.
What'd you learn?
Honestly, this was not one of the premier camps of the season. It was full, don't get me wrong, about 400 prospects here. Many of them, as we talked about on Thursday morning, just kids from Ohio who are like, I can go work out for Ohio State. Very cool opportunity. Pretty good group of quarterbacks, including in the class of 2028, a player that Ohio State's already offered. His name is Trey Towns from California. He's from Oaks Christian High School out there in LA. Like, he was really good today. Brady Edmonds, Ohio State's 2027 quarterback commitment, was here today. You have players like that that are here to show up and just get in work. I think that the quarterback situation is very interesting. No 2026 quarterbacks yet, but that's going to happen over the next couple weeks for the Buckeyes as they try to find that spot. And only one offer today. And it's funny because it is a reminder. One of the things I do, I got here pretty early this morning, about 9:30, and all the team was working out because they were like an hour behind for some reason on everything camp setup wise. So I saw the coaches and I said, hey, you know, anybody today that I need to pay attention to? And normally Brian Hartline's the guy who's like, oh, there's this guy. And he said, nah, not really. and yet he is the only player, the only coach to have offered someone today. That is Braylon Cook. He is from North Carolina, a 2028 wide receiver who really showed out and stood out. In his performance, I talked to him after, very excited. He's like, you know, he said it feels like a movie because he sees all this stuff on the walls inside of the Woody Hayes Athletic Center on television, and now here he is, and not just showing up, but competing for Brian Hartline and earning an offer. So big day for him. And Larry Johnson, it's funny, he takes a lot of heat, okay? He takes a lot of heat on the recruiting trail, but the country's number one ranked defensive tackle in the class of 2027, who Jalen is his first name, and his last name is now escaping me. My brain is fried. He's from Texas. His father's from Cincinnati.
You have a lot of information, just not his last name.
His father's from Cincinnati.
Do you want to look it up while about how unique today was for Ohio State?
Sure, that makes sense.
They had to – they started outside. Then in a – why Berm looks maybe so sweaty and waterlogged?
It's hot in here.
A massive deluge that breaks up the camp. And it is impressive to see the Ohio State machine kick into gear. They're watching the Doppler. There's going to be lightning. You have to move inside. You have hundreds of kids. You have Ohio State's entire coaching staff, recruiting staff, swinging into gear. They're trying to have competitive drills. You have other coaching staffs here trying to evaluate. And you're moving everybody, trying to get them on the same page. It was remarkable to see how they did that.
It's pretty efficient.
Because they moved them in here. All right, what are we going to do? Offensive and defensive line are going to go sit in the team room and in the basketball court over to my right. You're going to do quarterbacks, wide receivers, tight ends, get that done. All right, shuffle them out of here. Bring everybody back out onto the field. So it did take them a little bit longer, but they avoided anything with the lightning, anything with the rainstorm on the outside. They knew it was coming. They adjusted on the fly. Yeah. It was pretty cool to see.
Jalen Brewster is his name. Okay. He's the number one ranked defensive tackle in the country, as I said. And it's interesting, some of the buzz around here from a recruiting standpoint is around anytime a kid like that lives in Texas and he shows up and you're like, wait a second, there's an Ohio tie. Like, then all of a sudden things change. They perk up. They're like, hey, dad is willing to move to Cincinnati or willing to move to the Midwest. Whole family from Indianapolis. And then you're like, well. And then all of a sudden you're out there and you look to your right. And if there's the mayor of the Ohio State Buckeyes, Edric Houston, sitting down talking to this kid's dad. How Edric even knew his kid's dad was there, I don't know. It could have been that anyone told him to go talk to him. It could have been anyone who said, hey, Edric, by the way, you should let people know who you are. Edric's got a nice little red.
Whoever did that just did some great work.
Smart work. He's got a red twist in his hair. I asked Matt Patricia if Matt would be willing to do the same thing. He said he would not, Edric. When we're talking about the team, that to me is the thing that stood out today. We had a lot of conversations with random people just throughout the course of the day. And boy, this team loves Matt Patricia.
They sure do. If you're going to, we can get into some of the takeaways that I had from talking with some of the Buckeyes, but anyone on the defensive side, you don't need to wait more than 5 minutes. There's one Buckeye that's going to walk up and put his arm around Matt Patricia, and then when he walks away, the next one wants his turn. They gravitate towards him in a way. This is not new. We've covered this before on the beat, but it is worth reiterating because it is so far removed from the previous perception of Matt Patricia that it's staggering. Yeah. It's startling. It's wild that I had other people come up to me who work in the Woody on Thursday and be like, I've been spending some time around Matt Patricia. I got to tell you, like, you guys seem really surprised by the hire, but like, he is an awesome dude. I said, well, I know. I said I would keep an open mind. And if you've maybe we took too much time away from the beat, but we tried to make up to that point by saying he's checking every single box on and off the field. Recruiter, personality, X's and O's, was never any doubt. Like, I know it's people are going to get old or get tired of hearing it. It's going to sound old. And he has to go out and coach a game in late August and win it before that. You know, that will influence and impact the perception of him even more, what happens on the field. But it is the most anybody has exceeded expectations that I can ever recall.
Yeah, and I only say that because when we go back to guys like Jeff Halfley, who we raved about the first time we ever had a chance to speak with him, we didn't have any predetermined concept of who he was as a person. With Matt Patricia, everything that you'd heard about him from his time in the NFL was severely tainted by the year with the Lions, and that is just not who he is. Like, it is really awesome to see, and we've talked about it with Chip Kelly last year, and just the reinvigoration of a career of a guy that said, I just get to coach football, I get to have a good time teaching the game. And you saw it even today. Matt Patricia was not he's not assigned to one position group out here because he's the defensive coordinator and not the linebacker coach or whatever. He just went from spot to spot and watched players and talked to players and coached up players. And I did not think when he was hired that there would be a major difference between what Jim Knowles did at Ohio State and what Matt Patricia will do at Ohio State. And I completely feel different. We don't know if it's going to translate, as you said, on August 30th and beyond on the field on Saturdays. This was the number one defense in the country last year and then top three defense the year before. But the off-the-field stuff, the work he's doing in recruiting, the way he's connecting with players here, the way he's connecting with players around the country, like, it is a difference maker, and I was not anticipating
that. Yeah, as Matt Patricia was floating around, so was Ryan Day. I think this is the first camp that I can recall where there were quarterbacks throwing and Ryan Day was watching kickers instead.
Yeah.
Is that a weird observation that I made?
No, but it was a good kicker camp, and that's funny to say, but like, this is a good kicker camp. The Buckeyes want a 2026 kicker, and there was a couple really good ones in Ohio, including Jonathan Hewitt, who was here again. I think he's been here like 87 times in the last 2 years, so it's not...
That's a lot of times.
I think they're just realizing because Mark Pantoni was watching the kickers too, next to Ryan Day. Like, it was very weird. This is where...
Maybe not weird, it was unusual.
Unusual. Weird and unusual are sort of hand in hand.
I got you.
What was also unusual is that R.J. Day was not here working out or quarterbacking. So I asked head coach Ryan Day / dad Ryan Day, where's R.J.? And he's at Syracuse camping with the Orange.
Oh.
And I said, did he bring Fran Brown a bottle of champagne? And Ryan did not appreciate my joke.
Oh, no. Okay.
He said, Mad Dog 2020. What did he actually
say? Oh, okay.
He said Boone's Farm. And I was like, what do you know about Boone's Farm? And then he brought up Mad Dog 2020.
He was young once.
Yeah, did you ever drink Boone's Farm?
I think once was probably
my
enough.
Family, like our family get-togethers 25 years ago, it would be cases of Boone Farms. And then everyone does a toe-in, you pass your bottles around. That was before COVID and everyone got health conscious, but whatever. The point is...
I did have Mad Dog one night and I had two bottles. And if you can guess how that turned out, it was pretty bad.
Poorly. I think... I don't want to say that Ryan wasn't watching the quarterbacks because RJ wasn't here, but again...
Well, you said that this is an important month for...
It is a very important month for the quarterback room, But Brady Edmonds, the Ohio State 2027 quarterback, is here today. He's also going to be here on Monday. He's also going to be here on Tuesday. So he's taking the mantle of Tavian St. Clair and just being at every camp, even though he lives in California. He's staying for 5 days. Really impressive. Maybe they don't need to do as much evaluation in that class. There's time. And next week when 2026 quarterbacks start rolling in, there's a kid from Louisiana who will be here, as I talked about on Thursday's edition of The Beat. Like, that's when we'll see Ryan getting probably a little bit more involved in the quarterback evaluation.
I did ask him what he actually shot, Ryan Day, in the Pro-Am last week at Muirfield, and he said he had to pick up on a couple holes, so he didn't have a real score to enter. He said it would be low 90s, which the day before the Memorial with a pro setup, he said like he hit the green on like 3, 14, and I don't know, 12, and it hit the green and it bounced back and went in the water, and he's like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do about that. So, yeah, he didn't kill anybody, which is the joke that he's going to be making all summer
long. As an amateur, if you hit the green, it counts. It doesn't matter if it bounces off and into the water. Yeah.
I need to play with you more.
Yeah, you just be like, okay, I'm on the green.
Sounds like a good one.
Green in regulation. Doesn't have to stay on the green. who else did you see today that really caught your eye? Because I don't want to like rehash things we talked about earlier this week, for example. Mm-hmm. But I happened to walk by a group of Sonny Styles, TJ Alford, Riley Pettijohn, and Arvell Reese standing there together. Mm-hmm. And to be clear, America, I don't try to set up like staged photos. Okay, it's not my thing. I don't want to be like, okay, guys, I'll stand back to back together. I was this close to asking them to do it because I was like, holy, this dude and that dude and this dude and this dude are way different than we've ever seen at one time at the linebacker room at Ohio State.
Not really sure what Arvell Reese is eating.
Humans. I think it's humans.
What he's doing in the weight room, if any of this is like natural human development, because it does seem alien-like. We maybe have been overusing that, primarily with Jeremiah Smith, but it's startling to see it up close, the physical transformation and the way he was named a dude of the week by Ohio State on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, we were in here to see exactly why. So it's impossible not to see Arvell and just have, you know, a jaw drop. Even when he's not playing, just the way he's walking around is crazy. I would say that also applies defensively to Edric Houston. You brought up, you know, his influence, his impact, walking around, talking with Matt Patricia, talking with recruits that matter, families that matter. He has gained 50 pounds since he arrived. And
yeah, so he's at 295.
295, 20% body fat. He said he'd still like to get that down to 18% body fat, but he wants to stay at 295. If there was any concern, and like last year when he made the move to three technique, you looked out and he's like, I don't know, he can't. You see the potential, you see the vision, but maybe he's not quite physically ready to play that on more than, you know, 7-8 snap basis. He's ready now. He certainly looks the part.
I'm because I have no filter, I'm just going to tell everyone what I told these guys. I told him and Caden McDonald, no pressure, but the entire season rests on your shoulders. And they're like, yeah, that's true, we know. And then they said, but we've got a whole room that's coming with us. And so these guys are developing into a leadership role. Edric's been that guy since he got here. His personality is unbelievable. Like, if it's not just us, but like you ask the Cleveland.com guys or the Bucknuts 247 guys, everyone's like, oh man, Edric Houston's the best. Edric has a way of making everyone feel like you're like they're his best friend. He's just awesome. But now you see the growth there. And he said, hey, Jason Moore's coming along. Ty's coming along. Will Smith's coming along. Jarquez is coming along. Like, they know that they're being looked at as the weak link this year. And
they can't do it alone.
Yeah. But we've seen, and again, Larry Johnson takes a lot of flack for a lot of different things over the years, and some of it from us, for the way he handles in-season stuff or the way he handles recruiting priorities or whatever. But his guys have always, when the back was against the wall, those guys always have emerged and made plays when it mattered.
Yep.
And so to hear those guys say, we know. So someone's telling them that before I did today. And so I think that's important. Edric, as you said, physically just looks amazing. it's not like we haven't seen these guys recently, but 2 months can make a big difference when you're 20 years old.
I say that, I've been saying that all week, and I think people, if you thought that I was making it up or exaggerating, I think it exceeds even what I thought. I know that this happens every single year, which is why I look forward to these camp seasons. And
well, James Peoples. We saw James Peoples.
I was going to say James Peoples, 211 pounds, and it's not. He looks like an adult now. In his facial features are different than at the end of spring camp. And that sounds like a weird thing to talk about, but you are watching these guys develop and mature in real time. And James Peoples is going to also have a huge load on his shoulders. We'll see exactly how that works out in the backfield with he and CJ Donaldson. But, you know, the challenge for him and for both of them to replace Travion and Quinshon, they're very well aware of that. And that requires a ton of work. They're not done. They still have a month and a half before training camp opens in here on July 31st, or maybe more accurately right outside there. But you look at him physically, it's very different. And then in terms of an injury update, Will Kaczmarek, no boot, no scooter. He said he's been off of that. The foot has been healed for about a month, full go and everything
else.
And
he was 7 days away from sprinting.
And he was, you know, leading those drills, helping lead those drills for the tight ends, which is always one of my favorite subplots, is which tight end is going to go help.
He said he's 7 days away from sprinting and that he has taken the last couple months as an opportunity to work on his upper body because he felt like breaking the shoulder or breaking the clavicle like he did last year, that he could strengthen himself, and he looks great too. And again, it's not to get like super odd or romantic about football and character growth. Like watching Austin Saraveld out here today, like leading the offensive line drills, I'm like, I can't imagine the same guy 3 years ago when he was coming out of Lakota East High School doing that. Like it is truly a really cool opportunity to see these guys become men and become people that they're promised they're going to turn into when they get here. It is really cool.
Now he didn't. He said he kind of
he had to do it.
Got annoyed a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, he was getting beat up a lot because he's taking the snaps for the individual offensive line, defensive line drills, and they're just coming in and slapping him to get to the quarterback after he had to work out in the morning. Like, that's not fair. No, Come on.
They weren't thrilled about that. But Ethan Anianwa, Austin did not see him today. I saw him this morning because I was here too early. And, like, dude looks like three people at once. Like, it looks like a sitcom where they put two people in a shirt, but they're just two heads, but he only has one head.
Yeah. Well, that's important.
That's an ideal setup, honestly. Because if he had two, I don't know how you'd work the helmets. Who else really? There are so many guys. Jalen McClain looking great.
Yep.
You can tell this team just genuinely likes being around each other. They have a great vibe. Really, really excited to where it's going.
Yep. Save some of that physical transformation talk for a stock watch, because we can do that.
Yeah, that's probably next week.
We can do a real one next week on Wednesday.
Watch Wednesday.
Yeah, there it is. These, though, were snap judgments. Maybe even a little snappier than normal. It's good to be back out there having some recruiting talk and some current team talk. It's the ideal marriage.
Official visit weekend starting soon. Ohio State, I think, only has three guys coming in for official visits this weekend.
It's a light one.
So going to be pretty low-key around here, but Brady Edmonds is here all weekend, as I said, and Ohio State's top target at tight end in the class of 2027, Brock Williams from Illinois, is joining him here tomorrow. That is something to pay attention to.
All right. So best of both worlds there. Recruiting coverage, current Buckeye talk, as you can expect from us on YouTube. 10TV, 10TV Plus, 97.1 The Fan, and all audio platforms. We appreciate you joining us for this version in the Woody on the first day of summer camp. For Berm, I am Austin. We'll talk to you later.
Miami, July 5th and July 31st. Ice Cube's Big 3 is back at the Amerant Bank Arena. Featuring big stars like Dwight Howard, Joe Johnson, Lance Stephenson, and more. And featuring your home team, the Miami 305, led by Michael Beasley. Grab your tickets now at big3.com/tickets or Ticketmaster. Presented by iHeart.